Well, 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 well. It's July 17th, and man, the world's crazy out there. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And I gotta say, I woke up this morning thinking about, well, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, and how, man, those guys don't have a show compared to the one we're given to today in the new media, in the, well, in the traditional corporate media system. We have more breads and circuses that, well, you can shake a stick at. It's just insane. I don't know what to say about that, but let's check in with the folks. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Present and crazy and accounted for.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hey, Doc, breads and circuses. Oh, man, it's crazy. What's going on? It's been like 7 days since we talked, and, well, a lot happened this week. Is there anything you'd particularly like to talk about as far as, you know, the craziness, the ring over there with the monkey with the stick or something like that? You know, oh, we will be taking calls if you guys have any questions or anything, so I'll give out the number real quick. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be staying on topic, but the topic is kind of sideways. What do you think, Doc? What happened this week?
Well, a lot of stuff happened. I'm sure that our administration will be banning the use of trucks since caused a lot of damage in Nice. The thing that stood out the most for me, though, and I've always wondered and kind of worried, what happens if government gets out of control and the military is fed up with the commander-in-chief and they try to take things into their own? And that happened in Turkey this weekend, and it was really strange because they said that, you know, we always hear if a brigade stands up, they can't arrest you and they won't deal with it. But they had almost 3,000 stood up. They were in assault helicopters. They had some police, some military. They staged a coup. At one time, they announced that they were in charge, but that didn't last long. And they said on the news that if Turkey would have had a successful coup, it would have been better for the world because the elected president was going away from the Constitution, opening the floodgates for illegal immigration and refugees, dealing in some shaky oil sales that they haven't quite proved or disproved yet. And the country was just fed up, and I guess a large enough group finally stood up and tried to do something. And I thought, where have we heard this before, getting away from the Constitution, opening the floodgates? And then I remembered how many generals and admirals have been fired in the last 8 years. And I pray and hope that we never see something like this. But it is scary because there's a lot of angry military men, and I've talked to a lot of them, all races, and none of them are very happy about who's running the military today. So what happened in Turkey is an eye-opener to the whole world, and Turkey's critical to the whole world. So who knows what's going to happen.
You got something against like transsexuals, you know, being the head of the Air Force and all this stuff, Doc? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Oh, God.
You think if you make a cake with dynamite, it might just explode?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy as you look at Turkey. They are part of this, well, stream of refugees. You know, they're the demarcation point for the
it's
refugees.
Like the end of the shotgun barrel, yeah. From there, they just go out all across
they
Europe.
They go out,
they
right.
Want.
And so they've been using Turkey as a staging point and shoving everybody from, you know, the Middle East upwards to Turkey to jump to Greece when they're in the EU, and then they disperse them throughout the world, you know, meanwhile bombing their homes and doing so forth. And so what I get is, well, the people of Turkey didn't want to be used like that. Per their constitution, their government, the people that were allegedly put in place to take care of stuff didn't do it. And, well, I guess the military and a bunch of private individuals stood up and got shot at, and thousands. Initially, it was said that there were 500 people. Wasn't that correct, Doc?
They said 500, and it ended up being closer to 3,000 that they told us about.
Now they say it's 6,000. I was just looking today. I really can't follow these stories so dang closely because they're so fast.
Are you talking about 3,000 that were involved in the coup or 3,000 that have been picked up since this whole little fiasco began?
Well, these numbers are all a fiction anyways, you know.
Right, because as far as I can see, I thought it was rather strange when all of a sudden the military on the bridge just, like, put their hands up and started walking and giving up. And then next thing you hear is 2,800 people have been arrested, you know, dissidents have been arrested. As far as I can see, it's kind of like something that might have been planned. I'm sorry to be pessimistic about all this stuff, but yeah, you see certain little oddities that just don't really jive, you know, and all of a sudden now he can round up everyone that he says is a dissident, and no one will say anything. And how come when Erdogan called, he said, people take to the streets, go out and, you know, put yourselves in the way of the military, we have to stop this thing. You know, what kind of crazy crap is that if everyone was so pissed off because of his policies?
I don't know, man. I'm just playing catch up on this and, you know, or maybe putting catch up on it. I don't know. It's crazy because, you know, wait till tomorrow, Alan. What's going to happen tomorrow? I mean, besides that, okay, the Paris, you know, truck attack, right? Now they want to ban trucks, or we're going to have to go to Uber-driven trucks so we don't run over humans, even though they do like to crash, right? We have a self-driving, you know, computer-driven car problem that came up last week, or maybe it was the week before, with the Tesla Motors autopilot that was engaged. And, well, it focuses on a center line on the road. Well, that thing kind of, when it loses the center line, it stops driving for you. Turns out that they knew about this problem, and it took, 60 days for Tesla Motors to go ahead and come out and say, yeah, we got a problem, and it's crashing and hurting people and all this other stuff. So the news cycle is kind of crazy, and that's what I'm trying to get a hold of. Hey, we're going to have Art on the next hour, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Texas independence and how that all comes about. Well, all the different paths that come to it. Art, we played a clip of him a couple weeks ago from Govern America, and he was kind of weighing in, and I had the pleasure of talking to him on Friday, and we talked about a whole bunch of things, especially this news cycle. You see, normally you're given 2 weeks in a news cycle to ingest this stuff. And of course, all media is controlled by a couple different little people, and they're painting this show, and they got their puppets everywhere. But somehow they've decided that it's time to go full throttle. They're killing a couple people a week, or doing something to instigate this. And I'm kind of, last time I seen anything this crazy was like 2011, Alan. Remember when the birds were dying everywhere, and the fish were floating up from the rivers in Arkansas and all around the world? There was a lot going on back then, and the news cycle was very similar.
Well, that's kind of when the whole spring revolution thing over in the Middle East and North Africa started too, wasn't it? Remember, you were sitting here with me watching the Kuwait Channel that time. When all of a sudden, it looked like a Saturday Night Live play. I kept waiting for Dan Aykroyd or someone to walk out.
Yeah, it was kind of like, if I'm not mistaken, it was 2011, 2012 that brought us things like Fukushima. And, there was just a lot of stories. And we're here again. Where are we going? What's important? Doc, you tell me before we move on.
Well, you know what's very scary about all this, before this happened in Turkey, there was a lot of stuff and a lot of accusations, and it seemed like a lot of proof that ISIS was selling oil through Turkey, and Turkey was either looking the other way or helping them, which is back to that same president, and people knew about it all over the world. It wasn't a secret anymore. And you got to wonder what's going on when all the governments of the world are supporting, saying, well, he's an elected Democratic president, but it sounds like he's doing everything he can to destroy his country and get away from the Constitution and just shut everything down. I mean, it's kind of weird when everybody's saying stick with the Democratic elected, and they're out of control over there, and they're doing a lot of illegal things.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the Batcave, Hillary who? What'd she do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No more
You don't
Hillary.
Think that was a coincidence, do you, Alan?
No, they don't have any influence anywhere in this world.
Ignorance of the law, my friend. Ignorance of the law. I am ignorant. I have no understanding. But, you know, I guess that doesn't work for me because there's different rules for different people, right? You know,
I would look for some of this stage play to start taking place on our soil here, unfortunately. Because they're looking around the world and they're like, wow, you know, all this stuff happens, and what happens? Like, France is under another 3-month military rule. Turkey, we know, is under military rule. How many other countries have had these little incidences, and they're under military rule now because there's terrorists running everywhere? Your next-door neighbor's a terrorist. You know, if you see something, say something.
Alan or Doc, which one of you were telling me about the banking blips that happened this week? I heard that ATMs were screwing up with they weren't giving out money, and was that in Spain, and there was another country? One of you told me that this week.
It must have been Doc. You mean robots are controllable by people that we don't know?
I'm not talking about. Oh yeah, I guess it is a robot. That's great.
Yeah, and at least the Tesla cars are following the line. They're paying attention to the line in the road instead of the iPhone in their hand, like most of the other drivers on the road are.
Well, if you want to control people, you just make sure they can't get to their money. That's a pretty good way to shut them down.
Yeah. Well, maybe somebody else told me about that because they were talking about banking runs somewhere towards the middle of the week. And if anybody has any information on that, please give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Just want to clear that up, find out all the shenanigans that are happening. So, okay. Let's segue here. We've been talking a little bit about the Susie Kamik trial. We covered that quite a little bit, and you know the whole Susie Kamik thing. For all you new to the show, this is the Republic of Texas. We talk about Texas independence and all the groups that are working to achieve Texas independence. Susie Kamik is out of Kerr County. Now Susie Kamik had a her story's long, and I'm going to try to summarize it really quick. She got married to a guy she probably shouldn't have married. Maybe that's even the wrong way of saying that, but she ends up getting a divorce. He turns out to be a scoundrel. He takes out a mortgage on her house and forges her signature, blah, blah, blah. Lots of things went wrong with that. Finds out that there's a mortgage against her property. Her parents die. She goes into probate court. The state's trying to take all her money and all her assets as well as her son's assets. Meanwhile, the banks are coming in and this and that. Statutory court isn't doing anything for her. This is the Roosevelt New Deal statutory legal system that we're talking about. And so she sought recourse with the Republic of Texas at thetexasrepublic.com. Now, the Republic of Texas is a governmental institution, a governing body, I don't know. Government in exile might be the right word. Group, individuals, I don't know. But common law is what is practiced over at the Republic of Texas. So Susie went ahead and filed a common law for a common law court date to, just hear the issues, right? Because she has these probate guys going, I want the property, and they're going after it. She's got the bank going, we got a mortgage. And, you know, she just wants some kind of thing. Well, all of a sudden they come in and they raid the Republic of Texas's monthly government meeting. And they take a bunch of stuff, and, eventually Susie goes to jail, and she got back out just a week ago. Now, it's very interesting when we deal with the different types of law. And I never thought that, you know, talking about the Republic of Texas or Texas independence would deal with some of these issues. But the issues are really around, common law, right? And does statutory law, right, does that actually supersede common law? Because different people will tell you differently. Well, during this whole time, one of the people that's been standing by Susie or walking with Susie along the path would be a gentleman named Paul. And I've been kind of remiss to talking about him just because, well, first of all, I don't understand everything he says. I find it very curious and very interesting. His maneuvers, his logic is sound, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is just way over my head. But the concept I want to share with you guys today is, well, where he is in relationship to the trial of Susie Kamik. Now, Paul has been walking alongside, and he had this... he had an objection during the course of the trial because he has what's known as a copyright on his name. And this copyright is a common law copyright. It's a biometric copyright and all this and that and this and that statutes and da-da-da-da-da-da. But it is a common law copyright. And Susie Kamik has one just the same. Now, Alan, tell me a little bit about the day that... Kutnick danced. Lance Kutnick, he's the prosecutor for the state, and he came over to try to, you know, take down that evil Susie. What happened that one day when he was dancing around saying Susie's name? Did he seem jittered?
He did seem rather reluctant to mention her name. He kept saying the defendant. You could tell that he wanted to say Ms. Kamik, and he did not. He kept saying just the defendant. And from what I understand afterwards, it was kind of a, so are you going to keep going after us for this copyright thing? I forgot exactly the whole gist of that. That's been, what, several months back. But
right.
Yeah, he was dancing around. He did not want to say her name.
And it's curious, right? But during the court proceedings, Paul, he had, he took objection to how his name was defamed in court. Now, the court case is a matter of public record. And some of the accusations and implications of what Lance Kutnick, said, they're not nice. Part of his copyright, Paul's copyright, says that you can use his likeness as long as you're not, trying to hurt him, at least from what I understand. And that's a good framework, right? So you can't use his name if you're trying to hurt him. And in this case, Lance was kind of new to this whole, you know, copyrighted name thing. And Susie was giving him a hard enough time. Well, Paul documented the times that Lance actually did say his name and has been going through a notary, statutory Texas notary here, and, you know, legally I'm notarizing to do communications with Lance Kutnick. Well, he went ahead, and Lance is definitely familiar with Paul's copyright. He had a copy of it, you know, he knew all that stuff, but he'd still used his name. So recently, Paul went ahead and issued him an invoice for payment for using his name, right, in the violations of such. And nothing happened, right? The notary sent it out, another one, and then another one. Nothing happened. Well, finally, Paul calls up his notary, and he goes, well, okay, I guess he's not going to respond. And notary kind of goes, at least this is a story that I heard and I remember. I'd love to get Paul on here, but no, I don't like to create a venue that hurts somebody even inadvertently, and Paul's paperwork and so forth stands for himself or itself. So the notary goes to Paul, and he says, Paul, you know, sometimes it's good, you know, even though the person that you're serving doesn't respond, to then just one more copy. Just do it. Hang on there, Paul. And you guys hang in there. We'll tell the rest of the story when we come around the other side. Republic of Texas Radio.
We Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlined gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, where we left off, Paul, you know, from the trial of Susie Kamik, Republic of Texas Radio, Paul was communicating with the prosecuting attorney on the Susie Kamik statutory case, and I'll give you a case number, screw the case number. Anyways, and see, Paul had a common law copyright. How does that work in a statutory legal system? I'm not sure, neither is the prosecuting attorney. Well, where we left off was this, the notary had been sending out, you know, the invoice over and over again. And finally, you know, he sent one final copy with Paul's blessing to, you know, send him one more bump to see if he's interested in addressing the issue of defaming his character. I think that would be a correct assessment of what was going on. But, well, and then he got a response from the prosecutor, and the prosecutor was asking the notary, well, if I pay this, is this over? Is this, well, over? Now, this is just my rendition of what happened, and I've seen a little email, but that wasn't too clear, and I heard there was conversations and all this, so this second-hand, third-hand type information, and but I don't understand. So Kutnick, Lance Kutnick, you know, prosecuting attorney from the state of Texas, criminal division, he likes to say, was sitting there talking to Paul about settling, and he decided that he's not going to settle at this point, and he considers it, you know, over. Where's Paul going next? Does he have anything to stand on? As I listen to Paul, I think he does have something to stand on. But I don't know. I don't see but I don't see people following all the rules. Either one of you guys want to bite on that one?
Well, knowing Paul, he could probably teach a law class at Harvard. And if he gave a test, I doubt if many of the people there, including the professors, would pass, because he knows more than probably most of the people in the legal system anywhere. He understands the statute. He knows how it relates to the Constitution. He understands common law. You'll never hear him talk down to somebody or raise his voice. He's very respectful. As he would say, he stays in honor. And he tries to do everything by the book. The problem is, and I hope everybody out there listening understands this, he's done everything by the book, by the statutes, letter perfect, respectfully, lawfully, and all of it has been ignored. And one of the things he told me one time, it's because he wasn't a licensed attorney. If he was, maybe things would have been different. So before you try to do all this stuff, just understanding Paul is an amazing. I almost need a translator when we talk.
I want to respectfully disagree with you. I don't think they've ignored everything. I think they take action, but they probably don't follow their own procedures, and they just do whatever they want. But that's kind of reminiscent of the statutory legal system. No,
yeah, it's like they change what book they're reading this week.
Yeah,
you say you're going by the book. It's like, yeah, well, let's just start reading another book.
Well, I mean,
the whole game is just played. It's all twisted. We know that common sense, common law, is not what's going on. It's statutory, UCC, whatever in the heck you want to call it. It's make it up as they go along, and you know, you might catch them on a technicality periodically, and you might get lucky, but it's generally not useful again. From what I can understand, from everything I've listened to, everything I've read, it's just you get lucky periodically. We even got Michael Badmerick to admit that. Remember, he said that every now and then you get lucky. There is no remedy.
Well, yeah, and it goes back to you either follow the Constitution or you don't. And unfortunately, a lot of the guys in the statute system really believe that the statute vetoes the Constitution. And until you get that settled, nothing's ever going to work. There will never be a remedy for anything.
It's a matter of perception as well, Doc. The fact is that you spoke a lot of kind words towards Paul and about Paul. And, well, I know Lance is sitting at home or doing whatever, and he doesn't have those kind of feelings about Paul. He sees him as a super criminal, maybe a useless idiot. I don't know what he sees him like, but I don't think he's painting a beautiful picture of him in his head. And his thoughts aren't of, he's just trying to get things done right. Hang on, we're going into break again. Long segment coming up, 1-800-313-9443. Republic Podcast.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
La, la, la. Okay, guys, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio was talking about Paul and, you know, common law copyright and all that, and just kind of pointing out the difference between perceptions, right? I see Paul as somebody that's trying to do the right thing. Prosecuting attorney Lance Kutnick doesn't see him that way. He sees him as a blight or somebody to attack or maybe defend against, because he inadvertently, maybe he cognitively actually violated his copyrights. Can't claim Hillary Clinton ignorance because, well, whatever. Okay, so that whole thing is a game that's still in play, as is the Susie Kamik story, and we'll be continuing those as the weeks go on, because if nothing else, it's hella curious, and there might be something there. I really think that there is a possibility. I know Paul will be filing in court, at least I don't know that. I guess that he's going to be filing pretty quickly here, and then that's going to be heard by a judge, and maybe we're going to have the Paul versus Lance show. I don't know. We'll move on. You guys want to touch on anything before I bump us to another subject?
One of the things that I was thinking, you mentioned how Lance looks at this, and I'm, from talking to Lance, I am thoroughly convinced that he really believes he's doing good and he's on the right side of the issue. And I think if you sat him and Paul down together in a room by themselves and gave them lots of time and all the references they needed, it would probably be a different issue when they got done. One of the things that I will never understand, and maybe you or Alan or a caller can tell me, is why in all this time has not one judge said, show me Ms. Kamik's signature, bring me the notary that says she notarized that signature, and tell me where she was involved in this loan. None of this has ever come up. That's what Susie wanted us to do, is give her a chance to tell her story. And it turned out very bad when very good intentions were there. But I just do not understand for the life of me why no judge, no honest man has stepped up and said, let me see that notary. Let me see the notarized paperwork. Let me get a handwriting expert in here. Let's give this woman her due instead of attacking her. Anybody with any answers, I'm listening.
Yeah, I can give you just one out off the top of my head here. Is the judge's pension fund, for one thing, would be hurt because they get more money for everything that they collect from us for their retirement.
Yep.
Judges are generally appointed. Some of them are supposedly elected, or mostly, more than likely, selected, and just put in front of us to give us a slight choice to supposedly elect from. We all know how the system is rigged. Anyone who's looked at it and actually paid any attention, we're fighting a battle against a brick wall, and unless you got a great big pick and a bunch of people to help you tear it down, you're kind of left out in the wilderness.
You know, it's funny, Alan. We're told that Hillary's popular, yet I can't find very much support for Hillary. I know she doesn't have support in Texas. Well, okay, she probably has a couple people that support her here in Texas. I see their cars with Obama signs and Democrats for bleak a bleak. I don't know. They tweak me out a lot just seeing that kind of mindset. But Hillary doesn't have a lot of support, but yet the corporate media wants to sit there and give you polls saying, well, looks like she's ahead of Trump. And then when the voting machines all come up with Hillitron, wow, you got a president that's going to destroy the corporate United States of America, turn it into something else. Maybe we're going to be merging with Canada and Mexico really soon. Maybe Obama's going to keep control. Any thoughts, Alan?
Well, as far as that merging, I mean, we know about the Peace and Prosperity Partnership that was signed in Waco, Texas on May of, when was that, 2015? When they met, Fox and Bush, and not Fox and, when was that, 2005, something like that. Bush and Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada met and signed the agreement that basically, as far as on paper, created the North American Union.
You know, on that note, I was talking to a friend of mine, and, you know, he's from Mexico. He's a resident of the United States. And we were having a little conversation about the world around us and so forth. And, you know, he was telling me, I don't know if I want to become a citizen of the United States because, well, I see the way it's going. And I don't know if that allots me better or worse position. And I understand. And he legally works in the United States of America. He went through all the systems to get here and so forth. And it's just curious that, so I said, I talked to him about a Mexico that I knew and I understood, but I found out that I really didn't understand it. I told him, at least Mexican criminal laws are, you know, different. You drive down the road and a cop pulls you over and you give him 20 pesos. And he says, yeah, that's the way it was. It's not the way it is now. He says, now there are laws and there are courts, and that cop that pulls you over will bring you to the court. And I'm going, okay, so they've done their job, you know, getting ready to integrate. You know, we need to have them operating under some kind of statutory legal system, right, and getting them used to jumping through all the hoops. And so, allegedly, Mexico has grown up, and they're kind of close to the, well, penalizing people like we do here in the United States. So maybe they are ready to merge. I don't know. I think it's close.
Do you remember you were sitting here with me, I believe, watching, if I forgot what channel I was surfing through on the satellite system here, and you remember watching the inauguration of the new president of Mexico? And do you remember the salute that everyone in the room gave? They stood up and they did what? They threw out the fascist salute.
It was a fascist thing. I know. It was curious, huh? Well, I guess that's the way we are. I mean, when you argue what kind of society we live in, you know, I get all sorts of, it's a communitarian society, fascist, socialist, whatever. It's just not free. It is not free. And trying to, restore the republic? I don't know. Even that. I guess I'm going to segue with that.
The Restore America plan. Remember that one? And then it went to ROTUS.
Oh, I know. That was some crazy times, you know, where they were going to separate and recreate the whole United States of America. And that all ended really badly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe it even ended with, that was a different thing. No, it ended up with the FBI coming over to RBN going, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, John got on. I was happening to be up, and John got on the radio. It was about midnight. He said, I just had a visit from the Secret Service and the FBI and blah, blah, blah. He said, apparently one of my radio hosts has sent out letters to all 50 governors of the 50 states and yada, yada, and they were coming and questioning me what this guy was up to.
And they were going to restore America by, putting people in charge, right? They were going around saying, you want to be governor? Here, you're governor, and so forth. And it's an interesting model, but it was definitely ROTUS and trap. But those are kind of key words that you guys won't understand, and we're getting sideways and sideways. Alan, did you listen to the radio last night where you happened to listen to Farron's show, the alternate media?
Mm-hmm. Once again, another star performance.
Yes, sir. Hey, if you haven't listened to Farron's show on the alternate media, he's on at 9 p.m. I mean, Republic Broadcasting is someplace really you can park your dial or, just click the button. Tuned in, radio, whatever. It's really good listening, and I'm not just focusing on Farron as being a great broadcaster. There's lots of them. I can't talk about them. I could. I'd spend 2 hours just telling you about these guys. Farron Chope, on his second hour, he brought on Adam Kokesh. Who's Adam Kokesh, Alan?
Adam Kokesh is a military vet. Figured out what he was doing over there was very wrong. Came back, got a very strong personality, had a show on Russia Today until he videotaped himself shooting a Saiga shotgun, and shortly thereafter, a couple of days after that, he didn't have a show anymore. They don't want it getting out, that people can defend themselves and should defend themselves. He's very outspoken. I'm not sure exactly where he's at. I think he's probably got the right things in store. He wants the right things for this country. He's got a little different way, a very outgoing way of going about it.
Uh-huh.
And, most of what he says I agree with, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good summary of, the beginnings of Adam Kokesh and where he is and who he is and something or other. He has a different view of, governance. He's more of a no-stater, right? No-staters are, how can you have a republic? And republics aren't free by their inherent nature. And then everybody goes, oh, you're an anarchist then. But I don't know. It's interesting how he's going about, living his life. He definitely is very, very much a shocking personality. I wouldn't say a shock jock, but he is dramatic. Alan?
Yeah, right now he's doing a land rights out in Arizona. They're supposedly going to try to kick him off his property, and he says he's not going. He's got a group of people out there that are just trying to live their lives, and government stay the hell out of my stuff. Let me alone. He's like most everyone else. I would not bother paying taxes if I knew that they were staying local, if I could see where they were going to, and I could approve or disapprove of their uses.
Yeah. So if I'm not incorrect, the story of Adam and his land, it's not Adam and the man, it's Adam and his land. Ha ha. That's funny. Anyways, Adam bought a piece of property and started building on it. And now the local, well, they claim to be authorities, people around him are coming over going, you can't do that. And he says, my land. They say, well, no, according to blah, 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 you can't do
Code,
that.
Rules, regulations, ordinances, yeah. Statutes.
Here's a fine, can't do that. We got guns, you can't do that. It's back and forth. And it's kind of like, you know, we've always talked about a constitutional county or something like that. You know, you first have to take a county and then you can take a, well, whatever. But he started a little bit lower. He decided he's going to take a piece of land. Now, do you think that the county commissioners or whatever they have out there, Alan, are walking softly against Adam Kakesh?
No, I don't believe so. They know that they control the media. They control most of the media. You know, it might get out locally, whatever happens, but it's not going to stay there long. And if it does start getting talked about, all of a sudden, no, well, there'll be a coup in where? Armenia or somewhere. And that'll be the news. And everyone will forget about Adam Kakesh.
Right. Well, it's going to be curious to see how it plays out. I'd like to talk to him. I think I'm going to reach out to him and bring him on and talk to him about Texas independence. And, you know, see what he'd do for a free and independent Texas. Because as Texas as we know it today, it has a certain, well, geographic shape. And it has a legal system, and it has the political system, and it has a, well, what we call a democracy, right? And people might other call it all sorts of stuff, Campbell soup. Maybe they don't call it. But the idea of returning to a republic is a still another form of government that, well, for the no-stater and the free man, it's far-reaching. Because who's to say that you need to be bossed around by anybody? And that's kind of, well, the no-stater's view. I don't know if it's Adam's view, but I think so from listening to him talk last night. Did I get that right, Alan?
Yeah. As far as I can, you know, we're not in his head, but yeah, I mean, as far as what he puts out, yeah, he's basically, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, you know, leave me alone.
That's a lot like, God, we've talked about this on the show previously, and wow, my mind slips me. Okay, what else do we have to cover before we move on?
Because I just want to do something real quick. I've been as I'm watching, you know, TV, all these reports from all over the world. You know, they during these little, you know, these news shows, they'll bring on, you know, a expert, you know, from so and so. Let me read you some of these. Supposedly non-governmental organizations that are basically creating policy and controlling a lot of what supposedly the experts, these are the experts, you know, that tell us what we need to believe and what's going on. Let me read you a few of these. The Council for the National Interest, Center for Security Policy, Institute of Economic Affairs, Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, American Institute for Foreign Policy, Center for Economic and Policy Research, Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, Center for Study of Hate and Extremism, Carnegie Moscow Center, Global Engagement Center, the American University School of International Service, Natural Resources Defense Council, Environmental Working Group, Cato's Troubled Currency Project, International Action Center, National Bureau of Economic Study, National Police Accountability Project. All these non-government organizations are created supposedly to help us, but these people get in there, they get little positions of power, and they all of a sudden are the experts. Kind of like your law school, talking about Paul probably knows more. Yeah, well, those law school professors, if they actually go anything against what their peers believe or what the power system that gives them their grants believe, they don't have a job anymore, do they? So that's how the information and everything is kept from us, is because what we look up to as experts are basically idiots. They're just useful idiots that are being used because they're greed, and they go along with it, and they say, yeah, I'm smart. How do I wipe my butt again? Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it, though. Yeah, I mean, it's insane if you really look at what we look up to, you know, who we look towards. We need to look towards more Pauls, just the average guy out here who's done his research, knows what's going on, knows what should be going on, but the experts get up there and say, oh, no, he's crazy. This is the way it is, and it's got to be this. You got to be a bar member. Well, if you're a bar member, you can't talk about what Paul talks about.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, and I think about, Oh, I think about some of these sayings, right? Like, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Or, oh man, it is an excuse. What? Okay, let's just scratch that one. How about the other one? There's another saying that says, he who chooses to represent himself has a fool for an attorney. Huh? What does that mean? Does that mean the only person that you can really allow to represent you is you, and you have to spend like a lifetime understanding statutory common law? Stuff that's in Paul's head and a lot of people's heads out there. You know, there are some incredible people, you know, in Defense of Humanity Saturday nights. They cover it well. They cover it really well. It was great hearing Dr. Carley, by the way, on the show last night. I don't know if you heard that, Alan.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I like it when she calls in. She, you know, she's pretty cogent most of the time. Of course, there's been a few times when she was on that she was a little tipsy, but you know, that's nothing.
Well, Republic of Texas Radio, we're coming around the break, coming up to art at the top of the hour. Be right back, folks.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so we got like a few minutes left, and you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm going to take my football and kind of hand it off to Doc and say, hey, Doc, maybe you can hit a home run with this darn football and close us out. What's going on? Where have we been?
Well, I think we're all over the place, but the key thing that Alan brought up is we don't know who to believe from any source anymore. Everything is so doctored and so controlled that the best we can do here is try to put out the truth as we've heard it and believe it, and not try to sway people one way or the other. The thing with Susie and Paul, I really believe, is so simple, and it's been made into a nightmare. And too bad we can't get Paul and Lance together. I think they could figure this mess out.
You're such the mediator. You know, I was thinking about that thought that you had. And it would look like an old... The only way that that would work, and correct me if I'm wrong, is if it was like an old 70s sci-fi movie called Enemy Mine, where two, you know, fighting enemies land on a planet and they're forced to, you know, survive together, and maybe in between catastrophes they get to talk a few minutes together. But I, you know, man, mediation between those two, that would be interesting. I just couldn't see how that would happen. Maybe I'm being myopic.
Well, no, I think you're probably right, and you're also right about me. I am the eternal mediator. I want to try to get things fixed and resolved. I think Paul would sit down, and I think Lance would if approached. And who knows, maybe they could fix it. General Patton once said that he wanted to go head-to-head with the other general, just him and that other general, and that would decide the war.
Well, I guess it's sitting down with different terms, Doc. You know, sitting down and talking in statutory sense is sitting down with a couple of swords and a knife, because every word that you say is a blow. It's an attack. You can defend, parry, you know. Statutory, the words are the battle weapon.
But in a mediation, you would have to have some ground rules, and you'd have to have both sides agree to whatever the mediation and the mediator came up with after listening to both sides. So I think it would be fair. It would have saved a lot of money, a lot of heartache, and this would be over. Unfortunately, we don't live in a very fair society, but my method would work if they just give it a chance.
What it comes down to is, what is the enforcement that backs up that mediation decision? Is it just contract law, or is there some physical force that is a threat behind any decision that might have taken place?
Yeah.
Both.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think both. Years ago, I was... part of some negotiations and a mediation and some contract disputes, and that both parties had to agree to go by what was decided by the mediator at the end. And then if you didn't, there would be some recourse. So unfortunately, I guess you've always got to have some enforcement as a threat in the background. But, you know, like Steve said, let's go back to the day when you put them together and they had to work together and they had to figure it out.
I don't know. It's a little more local. You could control it. You could control your local sphere of influence. What you can see locally, what you see going on. Once it gets out of your sphere of control, you have no idea. You have to rely on the information that you're given, and the information is controlled by who?
That's the music. We're rounding the top of the hour. Be back for the next segment. Hey, Sam, if you're listening out there, why don't you go ahead and bring Art on? If you could, fit him into Skype One so we can have a little chat thingy going on. I'd appreciate that. Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Ten.